take my friend most everywhere.
This is HDN.
I wouldn't care, but we would stay away from crowds with signs that said no friends allowed.
Well, how was that for a weekend? Welcome to Monday. This is the Halifax Daily News with Jamie and Lisa. And I'm going to have to warn you right off the top that I'm going to rant.
Okay.
I can just feel it brewing up inside me.
All right.
I know it's going to be in a news story that you're going to talk about, so I am preparing you. But not just one rant, two rants.
All right.
Should I get one out of the way with right now?
Forewarned is forearmed. Okay. You have a small rant that you have
small
to...
Small rant. Well, it's not really a rant. It's just an observation. When people are painting lines on the road, should the street sweeper not go first? Along the road before these people do that?
Well, theoretically, that would make sense.
There are street sweepers in the city. I know, because one went down our street around, what, 7 o'clock in the morning the other day?
Yes.
But if you happen to drive on the Bedford Bypass or the Magazine Hill, take a look at the new yellow line that they have painted on the left-hand side of that road, right when it's divided.
Okay.
Not only will you see it going over big piles of dirt, but it's going over roadkill as well.
Oh, God, no.
What can be worse?
Serious?
What can be more humiliating than getting hit by a car and having your corpse there at the side of the road? I know. How about somebody coming along and painting a yellow stripe right across your dead body?
That sounds like something you could see in a cartoon.
Oh, you can see it now. And it's not just one spot, because I thought, what was that? Was that? And then I saw it again.
Oh, what a sin.
Like, what kind of drinking were these guys, like, quickly rushing it so they could get on with their weekend?
Oh.
Or what? Should you not clean the roadkill off the road before you paint the line? Just a thought, guys. And if I am going to be cutting down the city, let's talk about that asshole. Yes, I said asshole. Oh, we're starting off good. Who finally filled in the lawn that the bobcat ruined.
Now, all of the bobcat damage from this past winter sidewalk clearing, the city vowed that by June 1st, it was going to be all completed.
Completed?
Mm-hmm.
The damage was completed in the wintertime when these idiots drunkenly drove down our sidewalks and took out huge chunks of our front lawn.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not sure if you were drunk, but if you were sober, then really you should have some kind of a brain test, because normally a sober person can drive a straight line.
Okay.
These guys were all over the place. And as you remember in an earlier podcast, we actually called 311 and complained. And they said, yes, we'll get somebody out there by June the 1st.
Okay. Well, it didn't actually happen on June
the
1st.
No. But a week after June the 1st, a guy showed up with a truck and he dumped a bunch of clay looking type substance with mostly gravel.
Okay.
My neighbor and I went and looked at this stuff afterwards. So basically gravel with a little bit of cheap soil thrown in. Dump that onto the area of the lawn and then threw some grass seed, literally threw some grass seed down with his hand from a bucket, and then took a shovel and tapped it down.
Excellent.
And then drove off. It wasn't watered. As a matter of fact, we didn't get rain for quite some time after that. And now I still have these two brown patches of gravel on my front lawn where this idiot decided that that was how to repair lawn damage that they have done.
But the birds in the neighborhood were very well fed for that week.
You know what? I don't even think there was enough grass seed that that guy threw down to even satisfy one little swallow. I'll take a picture of it,
okay,
and we'll put that on our website so you can see how the city repairs the damage to my property that they made. They're probably the same guy that decides that putting a line over roadkill is a pretty damn good idea for road traffic.
And how about
those potholes that were supposed to be fixed?
Okay, save yourself, buddy. Save yourself.
Now, this is my little rant.
This is the little
one? Oh, yeah, the big one's coming up.
You must have had a horrible weekend.
You know what? I had a great... Well, actually, it was a really good weekend. But why don't you tell us what else is in the news first, and we'll get to the second rant later.
Okay. Some weird stuff going on at the McDonald's on Quimple Road Saturday night. I guess this woman walked in. This chick walks in wearing fishnet stockings.
Sounds like the beginning of a joke.
I know.
A chick walks into McDonald's wearing fishnet stockings and asks for a filet.
Hardly anything else.
Oh.
She does a burlesque show in the middle of McDonald's, kisses a female staffer, and then leaves. Nothing illegal there, but it was definitely interesting and caught the attention of social media, that's for sure. Well, it looks like the red swings in the city have been saved. Don't know if you heard about this, but about a dozen swings were put up around town as part of the 100 in one day campaign. It was just sort of a campaign to make the city a nicer, brighter, friendlier place to live. and people took on the responsibility of doing, you know, one thing in the city, and they managed to recruit 100 people to do that, so that's why they called it 100 in one day.
Mm-hmm.
These beautiful red swings were installed as part of that. They wanted to add a little bit of fun, a little bit of whimsy to the city.
Where was this?
The swings were just about everywhere. There were some on University Avenue, some down on the waterfront. They were just sort of, you know, stuck up in various and sundry places.
Like a swing set?
Well, yeah, just a single red swing.
Oh, I could see where they probably got into trouble, because you can't install swings without a certain amount of pea gravel down below, and it has to meet all safety codes and standards, and if it doesn't, then you can't have it.
Well, yeah, city lawyers initially said the series of swings that were installed by urban activists had to come down because they were afraid somebody would get hurt and sue the city. You know the drill.
Mm-hmm.
And then hashtag Red Swing HFX started to trend as people got behind these red swings. And last we heard on the weekend, Halifax's Twitter account posted a photo of the city CAO, Richard Butts, and its head lawyer, John Travis, enjoying a red swing. So sort of declaring a peace or a peace offering, I guess, to the installers of the red swing. So
okay,
it looks like they're going to be saved. The city says that they'll have staff go and check the swings out to make sure they're safe. And they'll be able to stay.
Now that we're on to the city, and okay, now that we're on to the fact that social media can actually get the city's attention,
yeah,
can you go to that other story so I can do my second rant, please?
All right. This was a city report from city staff that was released on Friday. And this is about the decommissioning of the Africville Off-Leash Dog Park. The origins of this study date back to June the 10th of 2013. And that's when Halifax and West Community Council made a motion that requested that the Africville Off-Leash Dog Park be decommissioned. But they also said, and develop potential options for alternate off-leash dog parks.
Okay, so in June of 2013,
mm-hmm,
a proposal went to City Council saying something should be done about the Africville off-leash dog park.
That's right. And city staff studied it. Mm-hmm. They did all of the work. They came back and said, yep, you know what?
A year later, they came back because
yes,
they didn't come back until, what, June the 3rd of 2014.
Correct. That's date on the report.
So it was an entire year later that they came back.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was put forward to council. And what is happening, Lisa?
Well, they recommended and they approve that the off-leash dog park within Africville be decommissioned for closure by July 18th of 2014.
Okay, so we have 4 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
In 4 weeks, that is no longer going to be a dog park. But the other part of that report that they took a whole year to make,
mm-hmm,
and that's after 30 years since Seaview Park was first developed and the city said, you know what, we're going to give back to the Africville community.
Mm-hmm.
1985 is when Seaview Park was first developed.
Correct.
In 1992, it became a heritage site.
As directed by Heritage Canada.
Yes, 1992. That was 22 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And then in June of 2013, they say, hey, you know what? We think that this should be decommissioned as a dog park so that you can put the interpretive center and the trails and all of that in.
Not only decommissioned, but the council said at that point that they should develop potential options for alternatives for off-leash dog parks.
Exactly. Tuesday, they're going to discuss this.
They are going to vote on it Tuesday.
And it looks like in 4 weeks, there's no longer going to be a dog park.
Correct.
And there is no development of any other dog park. Africville/Seaview Park is the only park that is completely fenced in, where you can have an off-leash area and not have to worry about them wandering onto a road.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the other areas they said were off-leash parks. First of all, there's Fort Needham Park.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be a little bit sensitive too, because that has the Halifax Explosion Memorial there.
Mm.
Then they have Hemlock Ravine. That one has no fence around it. As a matter of fact, it's just a series of trails, a lot of these trails leading out either onto the Bedford Highway, out into communities up in Rockingham,
mm-hmm,
or...
Well, and they're totally impassable in the winter.
In the wintertime, that just becomes a sheet of ice. You mm-hmm cannot go and use that park as a dog park.
All right.
So then there's Point Pleasant Park. There are certain areas that are off-leash on the left, certain areas that are off-leash on the right. In the middle, though, it's dogs are allowed, but only on a leash. And then at the very end, at the beach, no dogs allowed at all. Well, you know what? These signs are so confusing, I can't even understand them. And I hate to tell city council this, but dogs can't read signs. So to a dog, you let him off his leash and he's gone. So that is not an enclosed dog's park either.
Well, the part that really bothers me the most is that the origins of this report in the first place said specifically, develop potential options for alternatives. And that wasn't done. When they made their recommendations, all they said was, yeah, we'll approve staff to undertake a review of the program and service levels for off-leash facilities to assess requirements and programming costs. So,
okay, I'll tell you exactly what has happened. The Africville Genealogical Society have become a huge pain in the butt to city council, and rightfully so, because if back in 1992, you said, you know what, guys, this is a heritage area and it is for the Africville Genealogical Society and you can have an interpretive path and put your museum there. That makes perfect sense to me. Of course they're going to get angry at city council.
Yeah.
So what's city council going to do? In 4 weeks, no dog park. There you go. Well, they think that they can breathe a big sigh of relief. I have news for you, city council. Every single dog owner there is a taxpayer and a voter. And our tax dollars pay for that park. And one service that we as residents of Halifax really enjoyed having is a park fenced in where we could let our dogs go and go and enjoy the great outdoors, socialize with our friends. Is that not what a park is for in the first place? Is that not why we have parks in the city? Instead, what you're telling us to do is to go in the winter to a ball field that is not being used because it's wintertime and it turns into a big ice-filled area where dogs can poop. And quite frankly, I think city council thinks that that's what a dog park is. Our dogs can do that in our backyard. We take the drive from Beaver Bank all the way across, you know, into the city, across the McKay Bridge and down to Seaview Park so that our dogs can go off and play. They can run without restrictions. They can socialize with other dogs. It's very important. And we socialize with other dog owners while we're there. There is a reason for that. And Seaview Park is the only one. You can go across to Shuby Park and say, well, that's a dog area. Well, those are just trails, wooded trails. And one of those wooded trails comes painfully close to the Cirque. And that is an extremely busy at least 8-lane road that goes zooming by there. What Seaview Park offered us was a place where we could take our dogs and let them off leash and know that they're not going to run onto a road and know that they're not going to get lost in the woods. You can still see them. Mm. But my point here is I don't disagree with decommissioning the dog park. So Heritage Canada has said, this is Africville. This is an historic area of town. Great. Then let's give the Africville Genealogical Society that land. I completely agree with that.
Yeah, I don't disagree with the reason. What I disagree with is the way that they're going about it.
What bothers me is Seaview Park was developed in 1985. It became a heritage area in 1992. That was 22 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
1 year ago, they came up with this idea that you should have a report made, and the report finally came in at the beginning of this month, and now they're decommissioning the park in 4 weeks, and nothing has been done to develop a new park.
No.
For a new off-leash dog park. That's all we want. What the residents of Africville are so upset about is the same city council in that same city hall told residents of Africville they had to get out, booted them out, and relocated them. Well, guess what, city hall? You're doing the same thing. But the difference is you're not relocating us. You're saying go fend for yourselves, even though your report said you have to develop another place for us to go and take our dogs. And we're open to anything. You know what? If you want to put a fence around Fort Needham Park,
that would be great.
Then do it. But build the damn fence before you kick us out of the other park. That way you can put a sign up there saying this is no longer a dog park. Here's where you go. But you don't decommission the park before you have an alternate location in mind where you're going to fence and have another park. That's what your report said you were supposed to do. So by saying this is going to be decommissioned in 4 weeks and then we will look into this other dog park, we know how long it takes you to look into this. The residents of Africville were relocated back in the 60s and finally you're looking into that. So I don't think it's going to be in the lifetime of my dog seeing this new park. unless you do it now before you decommission Africville Park. For you to decommission this and just saying, well, we'll look into something in the future, we know what that really means, don't we, City Council? It means you're not going to do a goddamn thing.
If you are interested in reading the report word for word, just go to halifax.ca and click on Council.
We will put that link right here on this podcast. Just look below the podcast. You can click on that and find it yourself.
Yeah, they're saying they can't do it because it wasn't part of the budget for this year.
Well, if it's not part of the budget for this year, then don't decommission it this year. The Africville Genealogical Society have been waiting for this damn park for a quarter of a century.
That's another 3 or 4 months.
Yeah, and this is nothing against Africville. I'm just saying they've been waiting for so long. City Council, you finally got your act together. You know, I think that if you tell them, you know what, this park is going to be decommissioned as soon as we find a suitable replacement for the dog park, we're looking right now.
Well, if you are interested in hearing and seeing the debate in person for yourself, on Tuesday at 6 p.m. at Halifax City Hall, that's when it's going to be debated.
I understand completely why the Africville Genealogical Society was upset by the slow movement of our city.
Yeah.
It's taken this long for City Hall to finally do something. Why race to action on this one count?
Well,
you sure as hell haven't raced to anything ever in my lifetime anyway.
Well, perfect example. I mean, they're getting the job done, but they're just doing it in the wrong order.
Yeah.
Clean the street, then paint. Not paint and then clean. Find a replacement for the dog park, then decommission. Don't decommission and then just leave it up to chance.
There, that's Monday. Hopefully we'll be kinder and gentler tomorrow.
Well, I don't know, because we're going to be chatting with Dr. Jeff Goodall from Sunnyview Animal Hospital. He got in touch with us here in the Beaver Bank bunker.
Heard us talking about cats being declawed and about how absolutely disgusted by the process we were. And he wanted to shine a little bit of light on the subject.
So we're going to chat with him tomorrow.
Love chatting with Dr. Jeff.
Yeah.
If any member of City Hall, by the way, wants to talk with us, you can call us or you can be on the podcast. By all means, get in touch with us, jamieandlisa.ca or at HFX Daily News on Twitter. You get a hold of us and we'll have you on the show because we would love to hear your side of this story. We really would. And hopefully we can come out. Can't we all just get along? Back again tomorrow.
Until then.